USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
History has been made in the United Kingdom. Charles III has been officially proclaimed King of Great Britain. He spent 7 decades as the heir apparent, officially becoming king when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died on Thursday. His Majesty paid tribute to her in his speech.
My mother's reign was unequaled in its duration, its dedication, and its devotion. Even as we grieve, we give thanks for this most faithful life.
Charles's eldest son, Prince William, is now the heir apparent to the throne. He and wife, Princess Kate, assumed the titles Prince and Princess of Wales. In a short statement posted to Instagram, William said that he will honor his grandmother's memory by supporting his father in every way he can, adding that while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother. The Royal Palace says the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II will take place on Monday, September 19th. The Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from 2 areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine in what's considered the biggest battlefield success for them since they thwarted a Russian attempt to seize the capital at the start of the war nearly 7 months ago. UAW members are on strike at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana. They're concerned about health and safety issues, including the company's alleged refusal to repair and replace the plant's HVAC system. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The 3-week losing streak for Wall Street was broken on Friday. The gains put a fine point on the holiday-shortened week, which saw the market regain some of the ground lost. You are listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
An update on an incident where a Brigham Young University fan allegedly hurled a racial slur towards a Duke University volleyball player. That fan is in the clear, according to USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A fan is no longer banned from all BYU sporting events after an investigation found no evidence to support an alleged racist incident. The fan was initially banned after a Duke volleyball player claimed he shouted racial slurs during a game last month. BYU officials announced they found no evidence to back the allegation after reviewing all security footage and talking with over 50 people in attendance. The university said the investigation was as thorough as possible, and they invite anyone with evidence contrary to the findings to speak up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. Before the side finished, Kelly's co-defendant and former business manager Daryl McDavid ended 3 days on the stand, testifying to his belief that Kelly did not abuse minors, then said he started to have doubts during the trial which began last month. The two men are charged with fixing Kelly's 2008 child pornography trial, at which Kelly was acquitted. Repeating the main point for this hour, King Charles III is now officially Britain's monarch. The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II is now scheduled for Monday, September the 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.